on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview coming from Mornington. Today will be a beautiful day down at Mornington. If you're in the area, get trackside because we've got a lovely day weather-wise, and I'm sure the track is looking in tip-top shape as well. So we have a chat to track manager Mick Suey. How are you, Mick?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well. What are we playing on today?
Good four. Going stick is 9.9 and the soil moisture is 35%. Having said that, there is potential showers forecast this afternoon, so I'll just see how that plays out.
Okay, now you've got the rail at 8 metres as well. Why is it at 8 metres today?
Last meeting out at 5, so I just moved out another 3 just to get on fresh ground, and not a really good last meeting, so we're on it is completely fresh ground, and I expect the race well.
Okay, for 8 metres around the Mornington circuit, for the punters out there, how's that normally play pattern-wise?
Oh, can be on pace a little bit with the rail out there, but having said the last few meetings when we were at 8 and raced even, so a little hard to say. But the only other aspect is the 35k southwest wind today, which is a tailwind, will be in the home straight. So that's another impact. We'll have to see how that plays out.
All right, that's good info to know. A fair old breeze, tailwind for the runners into the home straight. Good luck today, Mick.
Thanks, Michael.
Always great to have Mark Hunter as our former analyst for today's Mornington meeting. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Michael. I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. This time last week we were preparing to cheer home the doggies. Things didn't turn out as expected. Gee, they were good GWS, weren't they?
They were fantastic. That's probably the best they've played for a good number of years. And if they can maintain that, they're hard to beat this week for sure.
Who wins, do you think, from here?
I'd like to have my money on the Tigers. They look like they should be odds on, I think.
All right. I'm happy to hear that. Can we get some money today at Mornington? What do you think of the overall card?
I'd rather be on the Tigers. I think it's a pretty tough day. Gee, they're small fields. With that rail out, it's a real traffic situation. There's a lot of unlucky runners, and you need momentum. And, look, to be honest, it's a very tough day. If we can show a profit, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, that race four is an intriguing race. There's some nice horses going around. Just on that, the pattern of the day with the rail out 8, and then what Mick had to say about a 25-knot tailwind in the straight, does that make you look for different types of horses, or how do you think it'll play today?
More so, probably with the drying out of the track, I think, Michael, up to a good four. Like, it was a soft 7 there only a couple of days ago. So with the drying out of the track and the rail out, I would lean to up on speed, or I don't want to be three back the fence looking for luck around Mornington. Up on speed, or coming out of the 1-1 or 1-out 2 back, I wouldn't want to be too far back.
All right, let's get into it then. The first race, we can take out number one, Flirting. This is over the 1,000 metres. Moscon is a favourite at $2.70. Mystic Cloud at $4.60. Go the Girls, $6.50. Lucky Laku, I think it is, or... I'll go with that anyway. First starter at $7. Rosie Ladies at $7. And then $8 to Tantalizer. So this is another one of those races that you're talking about. Only a small field, but there's a number of horses in the market.
Yeah, for sure. The market tipped upside down with a scratching at the toppy here. I'm left with number 5, Mystic Cloud, who had actually trialled against Flirting there. Mystic Cloud's had the one run. It was back, it was wide, had no hope at Mornington, but a recent trial was on heavy ground, but second to St Edward's Crown, who we saw come out and run a beauty at Moonee Valley. It showed speed in the jump out or in the trial, so it can certainly use gate one, and I think be hard to run down. Number 4, Moscon, it's got the race fitness on its side. It's coming back from 1,200 metres. It'll push forward, look for a spot up the front, and be hard to beat. Number 2, Go Get Her Girl, has had 3 trials over in Adelaide for Will Clarkin. Come across and join this new stable. Had a couple of jump outs here. It's got good speed. And next best, number 7, Rosie Lady, who didn't do a lot on debut, but did trial better recently on heavy ground. Place best there. We'll go 5, 4, 2, and 7.
5, 4, 2, and 7 in the first for Mark Hunter. Race number 2. In this race, we can take out 2 and 8 over the 1,000 metres. Can't Forget You from the Andrew Noblett stable is at $2.30 and being well supported. Grinzinger Bow Brew is an interesting runner, a first starter from the Jason Warren stable. Little Easy this morning, out to $3. Then we go down to Anissa at $5.50, $8 Zebene, $9.50 Juan Fontaine. Now, the boys this morning, who were in red-hot form yesterday on the early mail, had Jason Warren on. This is what he had to say about the first starter, Grinzinger Brew.
Oh, look, he's bred to be a Derby horse. His older brother won a Derby, but this guy is quite a running sort of, he's a running Savabeel, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
He's quite sharp. He's been very sharp at all his trials, and I'm pretty comfortable kicking him off at 1,000 metres. So,
okay, yeah. All right.
Nice little push for the first starter. Can't forget you. He's got good form behind Illuminaire. First up today. Which way are you going, Warren? Mark?
I'm with Can't Forget You, Michael. I think on a tough day, I would think this is nearly the best for the day. It's had the two runs in good races. Last start, Do the Hippie and No Drama Darcy down there at Geelong. It got well back. It made good ground. Went for a spell. It's come out. It's trialled. Terrific. It will miss the kick and be back a little bit over the 1,000. So it probably goes against what I told you about rail out. But, gee, if it has any luck, it should be very strong at the end of the 1,000 and I think can win. I thought number 7, Anissa, has trialled better than it's raced. It's got speed. It's going to be there for a long way. 9 Diamond Moments. Awkward gate, but didn't mind its jump out. And I put number 6, Zebonet, in, who trialled on the wet ground and looked to go okay. I think Can't Forget You just needs an ounce of luck here. We'll go 3, 7, 9, and 6.
3, 7, 9, and 6. One of the specials in race number 2, currently $2.30, has been well back this morning as well. Race number 3, in this race, we take out number 9, and the market has Kasimba at $3, Miracle $4.20, Strong Brocade at $4.20, Reliable Lease at $6.50, and then out $8 to Little Miss Toffee. Kira Maher, Dave Eustace with the favourite, Linda Meach to ride. 9 starts for 4 placings. Does it get a win today?
Oh, gee, it'll be lucky. Look, it's a pretty moderate maiden. I'm tipping number 8, Miracle, has had the 2 starts. Hasn't had much luck on either occasion. Now, they've both been on soft ground. It's trialled recently, trialled well under a hold. Not sure what's under the bonnet, but has found a pretty weak race to resume in. Couldn't get a better chance to win. To beat number 12, Song Brocade. On form, you think this would just win. Wide gate, and didn't really like the recent trial, so that's left a bit of a doubt. Number 10, Reliable Lisa. Didn't do a lot last time, but that was a harder race. It draws for a good run. And 4, Kasimba, who comes out of a weak race, it'll push forward, get up on the speed, and be out of trouble, so it's got some chance. We'll go 8, 12, 10, and 4.
8, 12, 10, and 4. Not much confidence with that race. Gee, race 4 is the race of the day. This is a cracking race for a Thursday. All going round, just a small field. Grinzinger Ali, who was awesome on debut, smashed in betting and didn't let punters down. $2.50, been easy though, $2.25 out to $2.50. The one that they're backing this morning is Wild Choice, won by 6 last start. Richard Lemmings, the trainer, $4 into $3.60. And Wilmot Pass from the Team Friedman stable, $3.70. Then we're out to Mr. Deadline. Let's have a listen to what Jason Warren had to say about his thoughts on Grinzinger Ali today.
Yeah, look, he's quite a progressive horse. We just brought him up slowly. He's by Reliable Man. He's bred to get a bit of ground as well. So he's shown a good turn of foot for a middle distance staying type horse, and think that he's got a really big future. So I'm hopeful that we can get this horse through to a guinea. So I needed to go the 3 weeks in between runs at some point. So I thought between his first start and second start was a good time to do it. So that's the reason for the jump out in between.
Yeah, well, he's $26 in Caulfield Guineas markets after that debut win. I just spoke to Sam Friedman a short time ago, and this is what he had to say about Wilmot Pass in the same race.
He's going okay. His trials have been fair. He seems to have come back in pretty good order. He, you know, we've got to get into the races now and see how he's going to measure up this spring. Obviously, the favourite couldn't have been more impressive at its first start. So it's a very competitive race. But he should be in it up to his eyeballs, hopefully.
Yeah, both two very promising horses. Maybe a touch more confident, Jason Warren. How do you see this race, Mark?
I'm going to tip number 6, Wild Choice, here, Michael. I thought that win last start was absolutely outstanding, and it's quick out the gates. It's joined gate 2. It should cross Grand Diamond. I think it'll hold the top. It'll control the race around Mornington, be out of trouble, and I think it will give you a terrific sight here. To beat number 3, Grinzinger Ali, who, really nice horse, missed the start on debut. It's had a trial since, missed the start again, so you think it's going to be giving a start to Wild Choice around here. That might be the query. Number 4, Wilmot Pass. Both runs are really good. Recent trials, not so sure. The blinkers go on here. And next best, number 1, Exeter. who just did too much work there first up in a better race and dropped out. Got an awkward gate again here. I think six can lead for a long way. 6-3, 4-1.
6-3, 4-1. Do you think these horses are potentially horses that could play a part in the spring?
Not really. Wild Choice is up and going. You know, I can't think of the name of the race there at Caulfield, that little 1,200-metre race they have around there. And Grinzinger Ali is probably the one that's untapped. If it wins today, it might be going places.
All right. Six, the best back runner in the race to beat Grinzinger Ali and also Wilmot Pass in race number four. We're halfway through the eight-race program. Time for a break on the Victorian Form Preview. When we come back, we'll be looking at the quaddie.
The Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. There's a big breaking story in the United States. An article in the New York Times has alleged that the 2018 Triple Crown winner Justified failed a drug test that should have disqualified him before racing in the Kentucky Derby. And internal investigations have seen that it was swept under the carpet. I know Gareth Hall's RSN Central, Matty Stewart, following that story up, but that is a huge breaking news story in the United States. All right, back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy, and this is the Are You OK Handicap. And a reminder to all those heading to Mornington today, the stable hands and workers, courtesy of the MRC Foundation and the MRC, they'll be handing out free lunches, which is a great initiative for all those working today at Mornington. In race five, the first leg of the quaddy, we can take out number five. The favourite here is number two, Annabore, at $2.50 from the Tony Noonan stable. Rude Bridges is at $3.70, $3.80, Spencerato, and then we're out to $8. So three horses very tight in the market here, Mark. Do they look the ones that'll fight the race out?
Well, look, they're my top three picks, but there's a very good chance that they're all wet trackers. So I won't be stopping there in the quaddie. I'll tip number three, Rude Bridges, who, again, might be a wet tracker, but gets a beautiful run from the gate. It's going well, just got too far back last time to beat number six, Spencerato. It's going to be fitter for that run at the trip last time. It'll pick its way through and be strong. Again, best form is on the wet. Number two, Ann Arbor. It's another one. It's just come good on wet ground. It's going well. It has to run 2,050 on the dry, but is in great form. And I think the best roughie for the day here, Michael, number eight, Madam Stoll, who only had the two runs back, was unsuited last time at the trip. It was okay through the line. You go back last campaign, there's certainly good enough form at this sort of distance range on dry ground to put it in the mix. So it's a tricky little race on dry ground. I'll go 3, 6, 2, and 8.
3, 6, 2, and 8. And Madam Stoll is currently $26, $5 the place, the best roughie of the day. That's the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg is the Turnkey Furniture Solutions over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 1, 3, 5, and 9. And a similar situation to what you were talking about, Mark. The favourite here, Raktoff, comes off a very impressive win at Casterton last start on a heavy track. It's been back this morning, 3.10 into 2.90. Start and last, $3.30. Alabama Express, $3.40. The top three in betting.
Yeah, it's a tough another tough one to sort out. Exactly right. Is Raktoff a better wet tracker or a dry tracker? Its debut on the dry wasn't bad. It's going really well. It'll spear forward and look for the top. And it's my top pick with just the dry ground, the reservation, to beat number 10, Alabama Express. Good debut in, not sighted since until the recent jump out. I thought it might have trailed a bit better, but does get a great run here for Geordie Childs. Number 11, Imperial Dawn. It's going to be beaten for speed. D-Lane to pick his way through. Always the Scott Cameron and D-Lane combination. You've got to respect that. And number 12, Starting Lass. Had the two starts for two wins. They haven't been in flash company. It just got the job done last time. It's got some chance because the race falls away. Not much between them again. I'll go 6, 10, 11 and 12.
6, 10, 11 and 12 in the second leg of the quaddie. Race number 7's the shortest price and one of the shortest price favourites of the day. An odds onny, but we can take out 3, 8 and 14. And it's Arctic Shock, trained by John and Chris Maher, to be ridden by Benny Mellum. $1.80. Schwitzer, $7. $9.50 ransom money. And then out to double figure odds. Arctic Shock only won the one from eight starts, but gee, it's raced in a lot stronger company. Group one and group company last campaign returned with a really nice run at Bendigo.
Yeah, it should win. It ran third four starts ago in that Group 3 race at the Valley behind Princess Jenny and Angelic Ruler. Just sensational form for a race like this. It resumed at Bendigo. Cuban Tonight's going really well. Now, Arctic Shock come off its back, looked a real threat, but Cuban Tonight was too good. Saw that horse run well again yesterday. Arctic Shock should be fitter. It's got the wide gate to overcome. Not worried about that with this jockey on. It drops in grade. It should just be too good to beat number one, Ransom Money. It's going well. It's had a trial since that last run. It's going to be running on strongly. 5-8 times a lady. Got back behind them, but hit the line okay last time. And maybe number seven, Schwitzer, who'll get out the back and might need further, but will be running on. Arctic Shock should be too good. 4-1, 5-7.
4-1, 5-7. And it looks like one of the good things on the day. The last race of the program is the McLeod Trees Handicap. It's over 1,000 metres. We can take out 7, 11 and 12. The market in this race has Mark Kavanagh's third coming, the favourite, at $4.60. This is one of the most open races of the day. Caribbean Pearl, $5. Then we go down to Sharif's Choice at $5. Magnicity at $5. $5.50 Beautiful B. Gee whiz, Mark, this is an open way to finish the day.
Yeah, luck in running Vital here. I'll go number four, Sharif's Choice, who comes off sitting wide at Sandown and battled away okay to the 100, then just died on its run to finish fifth. Now, it's fitter, it's a weaker race. It should get up the top somewhere near the front and get a nice run, and I thought it was the one to beat. I thought, massive query here, number one, Caribbean Pearl, having its first start for the stable. It's had a recent short course jump out, looked to go okay. No surprise to see it. If it can find its best form, it'll sit back, come to the outside and just win. Number nine, Magnicity. Its form, its best form is certainly competitive here. And I put number five, Tusker Brook, in, who got back inside there at Sandown and just whacked away there. But better for that run and better suited coming to the outside. Going to go around the favourite here. I'll go 4-1, 9-5.
4-1, 9-5 in the last leg of the quaddie. Speaking of Caribbean Pearl, this is what... Jason Warren had to say about him this morning.
This will be her first start for us. She came across from Mark Young's in good shape and, you know, just the change of environment, being able to get her down to the beach. She seems quite comfortable in her track work and, you know, she's in a good place. Whether or not she's, you know, fit enough to run a 1,000 first up, I think so. You know, we've kept her fresh and she's had one jump out with us and look good there. So still getting to know the horse, but from what I've seen, she'd be quite competitive today.
All right, she's around about $5.50 in the last leg of the quaddie. All right, you've said how tough it is today, Mark. How do we try and make a dollar out of the meeting?
Well, we'll make the best. Race 2, number 3, Can't Forget You. The best roughie, race 5, number 8, Madam Stoll. The quaddie... will go wide and we'll go Arctic Shock one out here. We'll go first leg 2, 3, 6, 8. Second leg 6, 10, 11, 12. Third leg number 4 Arctic Shock one out and come home with 1, 2, 4, 5 and 9. Play of the day, it's a tough day. I'm going to play the early quaddie. We'll go first leg 2, 4, 5 and 7 into 3, 5, 6, 7, 9 into 8 and 12 and come home with 1, 3, 4 and 6.
All right, let's try and build a bank for the weekend, Mark. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.
Mark Hunter joining us.